This is County Close Up, news from Haliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
That's the sound of Irondale motorcyclist Aaron Wilkins, putting himself and his motorcycle through its paces. He's getting ready for the Corduroy Enduro, an intense test of motorcycle skills through challenging terrain. Every year in September, hundreds of motorcyclists, industry experts, and racing enthusiasts gather in the small village of Gooderham in Haliburton County to take part in the motorcycle race. This is the 71st year for the Cord, as it's affectionately called, with more than 700 riders expected to compete over the weekend of September 18th to 21st. Canoe sat down with the organizer and a couple riders taking part in the event to learn more about the Corduroy Enduro and why it's so popular. Blair Sharpless is the chairman and lead organizer of the Cord, who says the long-running race is a much-loved event on the circuit, which serves as the home of the national championships. He adds the event draws competitors from all across Canada and the U.S. who appreciate the rugged beauty of the course here.
This is the 71st year. The first year it started in Toronto. 14 riders entered, and they rode up to Gold Rock Lodge, which was on Highway 35, just south of Minden. And then they had dinner, and the lodge was owned by a friend, you know, a motorcyclist. And then they rode home the next day. And so out of the 14 who tried it that year, seven finished. Seven got back to Toronto without breaking down, that sort of thing. On those old bikes, it was, you know, that was pretty impressive. And so it mostly ran the old secondary roads, which in that time, there was still a lot of corduroy roads, which is drop logs side by side through the mud and stuff like that to get through the muddy areas. And so that's where they got the name of Corduroy Enduro, because of the corduroy roads back then. And even when I started riding it, first year I rode it was 78. There was a section called the Peterson Trail, and there was an old corduroy section in it, you know, not something the organizers put in. Now, we still use corduroy anytime we get to a mud hole, because we want to have it passable by the 700th rider, not just the first rider, because that's how many entries we have nowadays is 700 riders. So, yeah, it's grown a little bit. This is designated as the national championship, so once a year we get people from BC to Nova Scotia, and they all come here, and so whoever wins the corduroy is the national enduro champion.
The Corduroy Enduro runs in the Sharpless family blood. Blair's father raced in the very first event in 1953 and won it a number of times. Blair has competed and won seven titles, and his daughters are fierce motorcycle enduro competitors as well. He says the unique design of the course, the twisting and turning through a number of local properties, is one of the many reasons the Cord is so popular with racers.
We're still what's called a long loop enduro. It's a big course. Like on Saturday this year, they'll be doing almost 200 kilometers. So, and you know, so there's transit. It's broken into tests, which are obviously all off-road, and that's where we time them to the hundredth of a second. There'll be a check at the start and check at the end. They run a RFID tag on their helmet, and we tap it. And then at the end, they go underneath an antenna, and that takes their time. And then it instantly goes to the cloud. So anybody wants to see, like if a person's support crew is waiting at the gas stop, and they want to know how their rider did through test one, test two, they can just look on their phone and see the times come up as soon as they go through. So it's technology is coming to the sport. It used to be when I started riding it, you had a scorecard taped to your fender, and the check crew wrote the time on your fender. And at the end of the day, they peeled the scorecard off, and they added it up by hand. It's come a long ways. And actually, the guy who started that is a Canadian. It's now the same system they use in the U.S. for their Enduro Nationals. One of the places he tested it out was here. We have a lot of riders in the States. If you look at the history, we keep track of it all. U.S. riders have won it. I think we're ahead by one. Like we're like Canadians 33 times. And yeah, and the Americans are one behind us now. But we'll see who's coming. Right now, the guy who's won it the last 2 years is Tyler Medalia from Nova Scotia. And he's a very fast rider, very good rider. So he's the favorite to win it again this year. On Saturday this year, there's nine tests. Some of those tests will be out in the field, laid out with stakes on both sides and ribbon. And then other tests will be through the bush. And they'll, you know, the riders can come early and walk the tests, but they can't ride the tests ahead of time. There's no practice. That's a big part about it. You get a motocrosser who's used to riding a track that he knows, he's walked it, he's practiced on it, everything like that before they race on it. And some of them adapt very well. Tyler Medalia was a national motocross champion. But others just can't adapt to reading the terrain and still going very fast. A big part of it is reading the terrain, picking the best, what we call the best line through it, the smoothest line, fastest line. Also the endurance and the mental endurance, because you have to be very sharp for a long period of time. Like it'll be like 6 or 7 hours riding on Saturday this year. So they get breaks. It's not wide open all the time. Some of the tests are only like 5 kilometers long. The longest one is about 18 kilometers long. So that 18 kilometer test is going to take them about 40 minutes. So that's a long time to be going as fast as they can.
For Wilkins, riding on a motorcycle is as natural to him as breathing. He's been riding for 35 years and loves everything about the sport. He can't wait to test his skills in this year's corduroy enduro.
It's been so much fun. When I was young, I just fell in love with it, and I knew right away that I was going to ride dirt bikes. It gets your heart rate up. I just can't have a better time around here. My best placing in the corduroy has been a second place overall. I was pretty ecstatic. Second is a huge accomplishment. For me, it's normal. It's just what I do, and I love it. So you can't be thinking about anything else. You're very focused and in the moment and very present. So I love that about it. Yeah, just got to be on top of things and do a very wise job at not making many mistakes and getting your bike through things. So here in Cord Country, it's a lot of rocks, obviously, because it's all Canadian Shield, and then there's actually quite a bit of sand. So there's a mix between sand, rocks, roots, grass, you name it. We go over it, mud, and then if it rains, it plays a whole different effect on the event, and then you have to deal with slipping and sliding on that. So it's a really variety of terrain that you just can't ask for more.
Eric Goranson and his wife were looking at homes in the region a few years back when they discovered the corduroy enduro was being held. Once he and his family were settled in, he tried his first full-size bike and last year competed in his first cord. He says the family atmosphere and constant learning are what keeps him coming back each year.
We bought in 2021 in Guthrum. Actually, the day we came to view our house was the opener for the corduroy. So as I'm driving through town, I'm seeing all these bikes everywhere and this huge event happening at the community center, and I have to turn the opposite way. I don't get to go check it out. And I'm like, what is this? Then Ken Hooverman, who he's a trail builder, that's what he does for a living, he introduced me to Blair. He's like, I got this guy, you're gonna love him, you gotta meet him. He's like, you got land, you could probably have some trails through here. I said, let's do it. Because what else am I doing with this land? It's just forest. I met Blair and they put a test through our place, and I just watched for a few years. And like, I had never had a full-size bike. I had little pit bikes just to play around with the kids. I was more of an ATV and three-wheeler guy. And I just loved it. I got hooked right away and I had to go buy a bike. It's almost a family. Everybody. All the riders, the support crews, everything. It's all a big, really tight community. And everybody's there to help each other out. It's not a dog-eat-dog kind of environment. It's really helpful and friendly and fun. Even if it's just a treacherous, miserable day, everybody else is there with you and they're helping and having fun, and you just find the good in it.
Sharpless says there are races for young riders right up to 50 plus, and women's races too. At various places along the course, there are spots for spectators to get up close and personal with racers as they speed by. For more information or to view this year's race results, visit corduroyenduro.ca.
County Close Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Haliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close Up.